This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. And yes, I'm finally going to get to some phone calls. It's been a week. I know you want to call 877-377-4373. I'll get to them in a minute. I just have to hit this. An $11 trillion wealth wipeout has set the world back for the first time since 2008, thanks to a trifecta of high inflation, interest rates, and currency declines.
That's so weird. How did we get high inflation, high interest rates, and currency declines? I bet I know. Hold on. I bet I know. Let me guess, even though it's my own question. Is it because we stopped a $20 trillion economy for a bad chest cold? I believe that's what we did. Oh, yeah, that didn't work out that well in the end. Now did it. All right, here we go. I'm excited about these. Don't screw it up. Ben in Tampa, go.
Yeah, Jesse, I wanted to I got a nit to pick with you, and it's the way you pronounce communist. Charlie Oscar Mike Uniform November. It should be Charlie Oscar November Yankee Oscar Uniform, because it is a con game. They want to give you something for nothing.
That was stupid. Mike in Mississippi, go.
Well, stop doing illegal stuff. I thank you for freeing up my weekend, bro. But world-famous Jesse Kelly Show, I want to know why, and I know you're not a music person because obviously you like the Eagles and the clear rock CCR references you always run out. But and you didn't congratulate your guest on his music choice. That was an excellent music choice you get that. But you haven't mentioned anything about the latest wins we had in the social area of, the Jason Aldean video and the latest Anthony Oliver guy with his song,
Mike,
North of Richmond.
How could you possibly miss an episode of the Jesse Kelly Show? I played the Oliver Anthony song on the air.
You know I ain't missed that episode. That's crazy.
I played the song. By the way, the Jason Aldean thing, I did see some of that. In case you're wondering what Mike was talking about, 877-377-4373. Jason Aldean's a country music star. Now, full disclosure, I listen to all kinds of music, everything. The wife calls it, what'd she call it? Eclectic, I think is what she said. If you picked up my phone, you would probably laugh, and I'm not kidding. Look, I will tell you right now, I'm just looking at the list. There's classical music, like instruments and things like that. There's metal, a lot of classic rock. There's rap on here. There's old country on here. No Taylor Swift, actually, Chris, but I do have some embarrassing things. I have a song. Oh, I can't say that. Should I say it? Oh. I have a song by the Jonas Brothers on here. Shut up, both of you. Shut up. Okay, I'm all over the place music-wise. I have worship songs on there. I have Lionel Richie. See, you think I'm mean to Lionel Richie. I have Lionel Richie. I'm all over the place. However, I do not listen to modern country music. I've heard of Jason Aldean. I know who he is. I don't really know anything about him, but I don't listen to modern country, and I don't do a ton of pop culture stuff. I probably should do more because it is important. It just doesn't interest me. I don't run out and see the latest movie and listen to the latest song. The wife makes fun of me all the time. I'm famously years behind her on modern music, and I'll hear a song that came out 5-10 years ago, and I'll say, hey, have you heard this new jam? And she'll just start laughing. She'll say, yeah, new, very new. So I'm not a pop culture guy. I don't know why. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Brody, Atlanta, go, boss.
Hey, Hefe and Pink Flower. So as far as the county indictment, so the phone call was requesting that Brad Raffensperger find 11,600 votes.
Yep.
There were over 65,000 illegitimate votes in Fulton, Decatur, and Cobb. I live in Cobb County. We had 104% turnout for the election. So really all he has to do is walk in there and prove, you know, yes, there was this, at least this many votes that were illegitimately cast, and they can't really charge him with the RICO stuff after that because it's already been settled now.
That
will the
is
jury
correct.
By that, I'm not sure. But that,
no,
hey,
you're right. It's correct. I try to explain this to people when they say, well, there wasn't any cheating. There were multiple counties in this country with over 100% participation. Just a heads up, that's not possible, okay? That's not humanly possible. The problem for Trump is, Brody and everyone else, is there's nobody that's going to look into it for him. They couldn't move it ever forward in the court process. Again, you're right. Trump is being crapped on, persecuted. It's not just. And everyone knows what Trump said in that phone call, what he was saying. There are too many votes. Obviously, there was cheating. Find the excess votes and dump them and we win. That's what Trump was saying. But they're going to make it out to be something much worse because, well, that's the communist country we live in. Jeff in New York's mad at me. Go, Jeff.
Hey, I'm not mad at you, Jesse. I just want to, you
what
know,
I do?
Give you
what I do. Hit me with
as
it.
As a military, no, you didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. You're fantastic. Trust me. I sit and listen to your show, and I gained a very different perspective. Last night, I don't want to take it out of context. You played a piece about the U.S. military, followed by something about the Blue Angel story. Having served in the military, I am proud, along with my colleagues for many years, to let you know that you get to do what you do, and I get to do what I do. Because of the people who serve. Now, that being said, it's a little bit, you know, I have a friend of mine who is a Blue Angel, and he was more than happy to give up the reins for what you alluded to, not you personally, but the piece about women only in the military. Here's the thing. We live in one world. We have different religions, different nationalities, different sexual orientations. When you serve in the military, you serve this country. And we all have the same focus at that level at the top. Now, whatever you thought to play that piece, augmented, and got a chance to change somewhat of maybe your perception or your opinion, and you're entitled to it. But when you serve in the military like I do, and all of my friends and all of my comrades, if you will, we have one focus, to keep you able to do what you do and everybody else and keep freedom in this country. That's my comment. That's all.
I got you. No, that's fair. That's fair. I'm just not sure if he was – I still can't tell if he was – if I said something wrong or not, but I don't know. I don't remember exactly what I said. All right. David, Idaho, go.
Hey, Jesse, I was calling to see if Trump tweeted or truthed a video about Dr. Janet Yellen speaking to GBN News, which I think is Great Britain News. And she was going on saying how the way they went about pursuing Trump on the case was wrong because they actually gave him subpoena power to bring in his evidence and stuff about the election and everything, the stolen election.
Yeah, no, I actually did see it. 877-377-4373. I am trying as best I can not to be too cynical about this legal disaster he's in. I just have seen so many things and heard so many things from lawyer friends of mine and others in New York City, in Washington, D.C. I know a ton of people in both places. I actually know a bunch of people in Atlanta as well. And the system there, the system top to bottom is just so bad that whenever we come up with these solutions that are right, I mean, what you just said is right. What Trump put out there is right. What Brody called in earlier and said is right. There were too many votes. Those things are right. You're right. I'm not saying you're wrong. You're not dumb. You're not anything. You are correct. You are correct. The problem is we are speaking logic and truth in a system that will not allow logic and truth and facts, because it's not designed for anything other than to put Trump in prison for being a system disruptor. That's what they're all trying to do. And here's something that's worse about it, because there's something everyone on the right is getting wrong and something we all have to understand. We have got to understand something. We are under the impression that these people are coordinating with each other. Alvin Bragg is coordinating with Jack Smith, and he's coordinating with Fannie Willis, and they're all coordinating and doing this together. No, it's actually so much worse than that. They're not coordinating. They're competing. They're competing to see which one of them gets to be the most vicious little commie that takes down the big orange man, finally. That's why Fannie Willis came out with 10 million charges after Jack Smith just came out with 4. She's trying to be King Commie. Jack Smith is going to respond and come out with more charges because they're not coordinating with each other. They're competing. Everybody on the left, every communist wants to be the guy that takes down Trump. All of them do. That's why Bragg drug up some case. It's past the statute of limitations. I have so little faith in the justness. Is that a word? Justness? It's a word, isn't it? Michael, you went to college. You look as confused as I am, Michael. I know it's unjust. I know it is. I just have no faith in it because of how ugly the system is in these places. All right, we're going to get back to more of these. Those were excellent. 877-377-4373. Let's talk about putting our money where our morals are before we get back to all this stuff. Let's talk about where we spend and don't spend our money. I saw somebody talking today about Disney and how they'd cancel Disney Plus and they don't go anymore. And that's good. Remember, abstaining. Don't buy Bud Light. Don't go to Target. Don't go to Disney. We have to be better. I've lamented the banking situation in this country. But it's not just about where we don't spend. It's about where we do. Are we seeking out local businesses as often as possible? When there's a big company like Pure Talk, are we going there? Or are we sticking with AT&T because we've had it for a year or two? You can switch to Pure Talk in 10 minutes on the phone. Their customer service, they're Americans who speak English. So it's 10 minutes of being understood and understanding what they're saying back to you. What a concept. All you have to do is pick up your phone, and you save money, by the way. You pick up your phone, you dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That saves you an extra 50% off your first month. Why haven't we done that? #250, say Jesse Kelly. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I got to be honest with you. I've heard that song, Hotel California, a million times, and I like it. I like it. Up yours, Mike. I like the Eagles. Anyway, I like the song. I still don't understand exactly what's going on. Why can you check out, but you can't leave? I can't. What, Chris?
That's the only explanation for it. It's like that time Chris said they're on drugs. That's the only explanation for it. It's like that song by America, Horse with No Name. Now, that's a great song. I'm not complaining. Have you ever listened to the lyrics? Now, somebody make sense of that for me. You know what the answer is? Drugs. Don't do drugs, kids. That way you can always make sense and you don't end up sounding like a freak. Sherry in Spokane, go.
Hey, Jesse. If Trump goes to prison, does the Secret Service get to go with him?
I have heard this question asked many times, Sherry, and the answer to this is I don't know. Because this is how I'm trying to look at it from the communist perspective. Okay, everyone wants to be the one who sends Trump to prison. One, will they actually do that? Meaning this, Secret Service has to come with him, I would think. I wouldn't put it past these people to strip him of Secret Service protection, but I don't think the system wants to kill him. Don't get me wrong. As you've heard me say before, people call me a nutball. I think they would have wanted to kill him had he won a second term. I think they would have. I don't think they want to kill him. I don't think they want to make a martyr of him. I think they just want to humiliate him, imprison him, keep him from being able to win the election. So I don't think they want to kill him. So you'd want Secret Service to have him. I think a scenario we're not thinking about, we're not considering, is this. And I don't have any inside information on this. This is just me speculating the same way you speculate. This is me speculating. I think we're too dismissive of the idea that Trump takes a plea deal. And it's not because he's weak or scared or, well, I take that back. It's not because he's weak. The truth is the most hardened mafia boss will take a plea deal when he's staring at the prospect of spending the rest of his life in prison. He will. If your choice is spend the rest of your life in prison or choose option B, you don't have to consider what option B is, especially at that age. Chris said, I don't think you're going to appeal a plea deal. No, because you pleaded out guilty. And the problem with the plea deal thing is Trump would want assurances from all the other cases that he'd get a plea deal from them too. So, okay, Alvin Bragg offers him a plea deal in New York. He accepts that, but then Jack Smith comes after him anyway. Then he's screwed it. I do worry, though, about the plea deal thing. They offer him one too late. You know what I mean? They offer him one after the primary is over. Let's say he wins a primary. They offer him a plea deal and they say, hey, Trump, 40 years in the federal pen, or you drop out of the race. Now, you're telling me you could make that decision? That ain't an easy decision, Jack, for anybody, let alone an 80-year-old man. Look, like I said, it's going to be a crazy time. All we've got is each other, all right? All we've got is each other. Joel in Wisconsin. Go, boss.
Hey, us podcast listeners have been wondering, why can't we hear the music? And every time you say it, you're just like, oh, well, they can't hear the music. And now I have to listen to something that Chris probably made.
Oh, it sucks, doesn't it? Doesn't the podcast music suck, Joel? Joel?
Yes, it does.
It sucks. It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Suits? The podcast music sucks. We need the real music back in the podcast for the podcast people. All right, I'm going to let it go. Billy in Tennessee. Go, Billy. Billy blew it. Huh? You see how that came up, rolled off the tongue? What, Chris? That was awesome. Bill, Staten Island, go.
Hey, Jesse, love the book. I bought 6 copies and gave 5 of them away.
I
was just curious, what is your opinion of Marjorie Taylor Greene? I would love Trump to pick her as a running mate.
It's a mistake. And let me tell you why. That's not an anti-Marjorie Taylor Greene thing. Remember, a vice president is actually fairly unimportant. Unless, of course, your president is 9,000 years old like Joe Biden, then it becomes critically important. But in general, vice president's a fairly unimportant thing administratively. Electorally, you pick a vice president to fill in your blanks, weaknesses you have. Why did Barack Obama pick Joe Biden? Because Barack Obama was about 5 years old, had no experience, he'd just gotten to the Senate, no foreign policy experience, and he was black. They sat down, put their heads together, and thought, okay, maybe the black thing's going to be a problem for people. We need an older guy, a white guy, and we need a guy who's got foreign policy experience, even though Joe Biden screwed every foreign policy thing up for his entire life. Boom, Joe Biden. He filled in a blank. Why did Trump pick Mike Pence? Again, I'm sorry, I'll get you back to these. 877-377-4373. Why did Trump pick Mike Pence? Well, what's Trump? Trump is bombastic and rude and in your face and all these things. And maybe you love that, maybe you hate that, but that's what he is. What's Mike Pence? Well, I take that back. What was Mike Pence's reputation back then? Forget about the Mike Pence reputation now. What was his reputation back then? Soft-spoken, very statesmanlike, a gentleman, very reserved. Hello, young lady, may I pull your chair out for you before you sit down? He filled in a blank. Trump's too wild. Trump's too this. Trump's too mean. Trump's too... He filled in a blank. Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't fill in any blanks for Trump. She is Trump. She's a female version of it. He needs someone to fill in a blank. Honestly, I have always wanted this for my presidential candidates. I've always wanted one I don't like. You know what I mean? That's how you know they're filling in blanks. Hey, pick. You don't have to pick somebody outright hostile to your agenda. Pick someone I don't really care for. That tells me you filled in the blanks. All right, we'll get to more of these. 877-377-4373. Got to talk about Catholics, too. Also got to talk about preborn, because the story I'm going to read is going to be about adoption and being denied it, which, of course, these people do all the time now and will do to us going forward. And when I talk to you about preborn, I want you to understand something. Preborn has been under attack the same way religion has been under attack, because they're trying to bring truth to these women, because they're trying to save lives. The demons are trying to stop them. You know, they've had their clinics firebombed, vandalized. You, thanks to your support, they're still saving lives every single day. Your $28 still buys that ultrasound, still saves a life. Go to preborn.com/Jesse, $28. Preborn.com/Jesse. Buy the ultrasound. Save the life. Sponsored by Preborn.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the Jesse Kelly Show, and you should. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com, especially emails like this. Listener anniversary. Today marks my 1 year anniversary of listening to the Jesse Kelly Show, and you've changed my life.
After grieving the loss of Rush with his daily dose of common sense for over 30 years, I'm grateful to have found you, Chris, and Michael to infuse hardcore truth, humor, and knowledge into my daily life in this crazy clown world. I'm blessed to live in a red area with my husband and have close relationships with two anti-communist sons. One son remains lost, but I pray for him every day. Listen, thank you. And her name is Nancy. We will pray for your boy as well, Nancy. By the way, I have a good thought. It's a good thought. You know how, well, maybe you don't know, maybe you don't share this opinion of mine, but I am of the opinion that pain, suffering, helps produce great art. I've always believed that. Not that I'm an artist of any kind. I'm not creative or anything like that. And I certainly can't. I don't know anything about music or movies or singing or dancing or musicals. I don't know anything about that, but I know what I enjoy. Pain, people going through hard things, oftentimes produces better art. Well, what's been a huge fatal flaw for the right over the decades? We're terrible at that stuff. We don't make good movies, don't make good music. We don't do those things. Look on the bright side of all this. Going forward, as they keep throwing us in jail and killing us, the art's going to get way better. It's going to force improvement over there. See? I told you there's always a silver lining, baby. Jesse, on last night's radio show, you talked about an American company to buy meat from. What was that company name, please? Yes, yes. We have to change our way of thinking, and this has taken me a long time to change my way of thinking on this. We want to put our money where our morals are, yet we are bottlenecked in grocery stores. I will tell you here, there are two grocery stores in my area, and this is Texas. They were drowning in rainbow crap during Pride Month. I don't want to spend money there. Now, I have to spend some, but I want to spend as little as possible. What if you could get meat, American-sourced meat, exclusively American-sourced meat, the best meat? What if you could get that and have it delivered to your home, better quality meat, and save money? You can. Good ranchers. These are our people. These are our people. Trust me, I had a chance to sit down and have a long talk with these guys. These are our people. And right now they're giving out $480 worth of free ground beef. 2 years. All you have to do is go subscribe to one of their boxes. Pick a box. Pick a box. 2 years worth of free ground beef when you do that. GoodRanchers.com. Code Jesse gets you $25 off and $480 worth of free ground beef in your first 2 years. It's over $500 in savings, man. At least stop buying that at the grocery store because all that stuff is crap anyway. GoodRanchers.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. Now, let's try this one. Billy, Tennessee, go.
Hey, I think that we should start a new campaign and campaign for KISS to be the halftime entertainment for the Super Bowl.
Well,
period.
I would agree with you, except let me push back on something here. Gene Simmons, the wife likes to turn on trash TV on occasion when she's doing house chores and stuff like that. Just something, some noise in the background. So I'll walk down, she'll have another murder mystery or true crime thing with somebody's serial killer or some trash TV. Gene Simmons apparently was in a reality show or is in a reality show. And it's not that I had high hopes for Gene Simmons, but man, they really should have been way lower. It's not looking his best. I realize he's getting older. Obviously, I'm not dogging on him. Not looking his best. A little tubby. I'm not quite sure they would look the same in the KISS uniforms that they did before. And look, I don't know. I like KISS's jams, so at least the music would be better. That's if they can still do it. I'll tell you, having seen Gene, I'm not quite sure that he would have the stamina to do it. Maybe I'm jaded from the Lionel Richie concert. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not sure he would have the stamina. What, Michael? Oh, he was a hardcore pro-vaxxer. Well, all these musicians are nut jobs, man. Every single one of them. I don't know what the deal is with these people. Speaking of nut jobs, let's get serious here for a moment. I have tried to get through to you, and I've tried to get through to America's organized religions that war has already been declared on them. And this is very, very difficult to get through. Orthodox Jews, Muslims, Catholics, Christians, Mormons, it doesn't matter. If your religion holds family values up, if your religion values family, values life. If your religion talks about marriage between a man and a woman, your religion has already had war declared on it. Whether or not your religion has acknowledged that, I don't know. They run the gamut, right? Every church is different. I'm sure every mosque is different. I'm sure every synagogue's different. They're different. I know they're different. I know that. War has already been declared. Communists do not share power with other religions. This has never once happened in a communist country. The Russians tore down the Orthodox churches. The Chinese ripped down the Buddhist temples. The Spanish tore down the Catholic churches. All these people, keep in mind, killed and raped all the nuns and priests and everyone else because they're communists and that's what they do. Communists do not share a religion. There's a story out in the Wall Street Journal, if you want to go read it. I'm not going to read through it, of a Catholic couple. A Catholic couple who tried to adopt. And is there anything more blessed in the world than adopting somebody? I've always thought that. I've always thought that is the most blessed thing in the world. You take a child who is going to get caught up in your orphanages and foster homes, and you take a child and you snatch them out of that system and instead give them a loving home and a life, and every child should have one of those. I just have always really admired it, as you can tell. I have really admired people who do it. I think it's freaking awesome. Well, you have this sweet Massachusetts couple trying to adopt a baby. And I don't know what their story is, whether they just wanted to do some good, whether they couldn't have kids. I don't care. They wanted to adopt a baby. They were rejected. Why? Because they said they would not affirm their baby that he can change genders. War has been declared already. So maybe, just maybe, it's time to stop acting like this isn't happening. Maybe it's time to step in and fight back while we still have the numbers and a chance. We cannot do this thing anymore. And I'm not saying I want your pastor politicking from the pulpit every Sunday, or my pastor or anything. I don't want that. I want to learn about the Bible. Tell me about Jesus. But I also can't have this washing your hands of politics thing as if you're above it or beyond it or something like that. No, 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 pastor. You're going to be right there in the gulag with me. And it's your job to help protect the flock. So maybe at least a voter registration drive. Maybe at least an emphatic push to the congregation. Maybe don't vote for the candidate that tells boys to chop their penis off. Maybe we could say some basic things like that and engage. We have an army ready to go to fight an important culture war that will determine what the future of this country is going to look like. Instead, we get, I'd turn the other cheek. Marcus, Colorado, go, boss.
Hey, Jesse. I'm calling on my Pure Talk phone. So let the bar eat at the end
of
this.
Yes, sir. Go, Marcus.
I made my second donation to Preborn last week. Let's see. GTT Monthly is on it. Hotel California. I heard it was a song about rehab. I'm not exactly 100% positive on that, but that's what I heard.
Okay.
And,
rehab.
Let's see. I purchased two books. One for me, one for my son. Anti-communist, of course. 15
How's
years
he like
old.
It?
He's on board with me 100%. And I also got a bumper sticker made that said anti-communist, and I put it on my car, and I get a thumbs up every once in a while with that, which is awesome. And
really awesome. Sorry, I'm up against the Marcus. I gotta up against the break, Marcus. Marcus sounds like a good dude. Okay, rehab. Okay, now we have to listen to it in those words. Chris, get it ready for next segment. No, it's important. It'll be fine. This is good radio. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. I'll get the headlines I didn't get to here in a moment. An email or two maybe, but I will tell you, I have to burst everyone's bubble on the whole Hotel California thing. We decided we weren't going to play it this segment because that would absolutely do everybody wrong who listens on the podcast, because you can't put music into podcast. Anyway, So I'm not going to play it. Super nerd Jewish producer Chris ruined it and looked it up online. He looked up what Don Henley said about it. Hotel California is not made about rehab, but I wish it was, because Chris saw some interview with him and he said it's about the merging of commerce and art. What a bunch of hippie crap. What is that? Yeah, it's these people. I feel like you also need to look up that song by America, A Horse with No Name. That they had to be just really, really high. Really high, which sounds like it'd probably be right up your alley, Chris. Jesse, I so enjoy listening, especially your talks about the military. My grandfather died in World War II New Guinea campaign. Wanting to learn about this piece of war, I read and recommend a book about the Ghost Mountain Boys. Nasty campaign. Snakes, crocodiles, disease. Of the 10,000 casualties, over 8,000 were from disease. My grandfather, in fact, died of rabies. One of several Medal of Honor soldiers from New Guinea battles is Brigadier General Kenneth Walker. What a hero. A general who flew into danger when he could be sitting on base. I don't think you'd see generals doing that today. Thanks, Jesse. You have no idea how much you teach and entertain us. His name is Ted. He said, husband of a dime. Look, that warned the Pacific, man, was so horrible for so many reasons. But yeah, the endless disease and misery those guys went through. Just daily life misery. I'm not even talking about just the fighting and the bombs and the bullets and stuff like that. Just misery. I told you my stories about being in the jungle, just training in the jungle without anybody trying to kill me. And that wasn't very fun at all. You know what else I've told you about? I've told you about making sure you're prepared for rocky times, right? Part of preparation for rocky times is not just bullets. That's the fun stuff. I got some more ammo. It's food. You need food. Emergency food. I'm not talking about a couple cans of beans. You need calories, man. Do you have 3 months worth of food, an emergency food kit in your home, one that you don't touch? Nobody does, unless the people have gone to preparewithjessekelly.com, because my Patriot Supply partner with the show, lowest price ever right now, biggest discount they offer, 25% off. 25% off 3 month food kits. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com to get them, though. All right? Preparewithjessekelly.com. Not just about the bullets. You got to eat. If you're starving, I don't care how many rounds of ammo you got. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Now, one more thing. There are going to be fascinating things to watch that aren't all terrible in the years to come. One of them is going to be Joe Manchin, that senator from West Virginia, in this balancing act he's been running for the longest time. Remember, West Virginia was a reliably blue state until Barack Obama got elected. Well, Barack Obama was really the first of the full-blown communists to get elected. And Obama got elected. And promptly just wiped out the coal industry. Just a tactic, because he's the great destroyer. That's what he does. Instantly, West Virginia went from reliably blue to the reddest state in the union. I think percentage-wise, they are up there. They're one of them. Well, Joe Manchin's a Democrat. Been elected there for the longest time. And so he does this act all the time where he's this more sane, moderate voice. No, I'm not one of these crazies. No, I'm more of an old school type. Well, remember, it's always just an act. Joe Manchin voted for the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act. He voted for it. He helped author the bill, the Inflation Reduction Act. Now, Joe Manchin routinely goes to the press to complain about the Inflation Reduction Act and the things it's doing to the energy sector, because it has nothing to do with inflation. It's all one gigantic, quote, green energy giveaway. The truth is this, though. That's easy to see through. Joe Manchin voted for it. If you're in West Virginia, Joe Manchin voted to attack your livelihood. That's how he voted. Are you going to punish him for that? Or are you just going to watch a couple news clips? He's still on my side. Joe loves miners. And go out and vote for him again. No, I don't mean miners like Joe Biden loves miners. I'm talking about the guys who do the mining. Actual, what? I'm talking about the guys who do the actual mining. So there.
That's my thoughts on that.
And now,
here's a headline.
Fire, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
New report exposes Biden had two real chances to prevent Kabul airport suicide bombing. Yes, that's right. In one of those chances, they wanted to drone strike the suicide bomber, and they said no because they were worried the Taliban might get angry. Not making that up. 13 warriors dead because we didn't want to make the Taliban mad. Facing criticism, Biden says he and the First Lady will visit Maui as soon as we can. Oh, you can't get Joe Biden to even step foot in Palestine, Ohio, because they all vote Republican, but 2-1 Democrat Hawaii has a fire, and I admit it's a terrible fire. It is really terrible. Joe can't wait to hop on a plane. Boy, I'm sure that's going to be heavy lifting for Joe and the First Lady. Hey, with a heavy heart, we're going to Hawaii, everybody. Something tells me they're not going to be bivouacked in the middle of all the fire damage spots. Americans are divided along party lines over Trump's actions in election cases. I tore through this poll that they put out. I hope this is a bad poll. And remember, there are many, 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 many bad polls. Don't ever believe a poll on its face. People lie about them. They load them up. I hope this is a bad poll because, yes, it shows Americans are divided about the Trump justice stuff. But it also shows the independents we need to win. They're extremely, extremely bothered by it. Look, Democrats know what they're doing. This is going to hurt our chances. Not with you, not with the base. If Trump wins the primary, you're going to vote for Trump. I know that. I've told you before, if he wins the primary, I'm going to vote for Trump. But in a general election, this is going to hurt us. Look, they're using the law to destroy their opponent. Emergency doctors say they cannot handle the growing pediatric mental health crisis. We have a nation of sad people, sad adults, sad children, listless, just kind of wandering through. Just always make sure of this. Just let me tell you this. Always make sure of this. Always make sure you're striving for something, whatever that is. Maybe it's a promotion at work. Maybe you're getting in shape. You want to be a better shot. You're trying to get better at golf. Make sure you struggle with something at all times, right? Strive for something. Mankind, we are created to struggle. The worst thing in the world you can ever be is totally comfortable. I've told you before, if you could win $1 billion tonight, you should probably reject it. Not that you would. We all know Chris wouldn't. I probably wouldn't either, but you should. Because as soon as you have all the money in the world, you don't have any more concerns and all that, you just start to die. Kids are the same way. Make sure your kids struggle with something. Put them in a sport. Put them in a sport they hate. Write them about their grades a little bit. You don't have to kill them for it. But yeah, we all need to struggle. We all need to strive for something. All right? We'll do it again tomorrow. You can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.